Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 329, top of the day to you, Steph.
One more until 330.
I was so close to saying 229 and I went,
no, us back 200.
Don't do that.
That's not 200.
That wouldn't be a good idea. That would be confusing.
We don't live in the past.
No.
Unless it really suits us since the 1990s.
Yeah, then we're really into
it. We're in it.
Yeah, that's everything we want. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I have got a quiz today about Robin Wright.
Foof.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright Penn? Or not? No longer Penn? Oh. She penned out.
Exactly. I did laugh at it when I thought about it today. I was like, Wright Penn? How did I never see that before?
You never saw that?
No. I don't actually think I thought about her very much. But now I'm rethinking about her.
I think everybody on the planet.
Except for me.
Right.
So it's like you not knowing what the term news means and me not knowing Wright Penn.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all have our thing, Leah.
We've all got our cross to bear. But in the name of understanding
now,
our problems should be shared. Is that it?
Or our crosses will be bared.
Or surprises will be spared.
Shared.
Everybody find the nearest bed. and the reason for Robin Wright is because I've watched some Robin Wright themed.
Well, I'm so glad that you've chosen a quiz for me based on something quite niche that you have watched.
I've watched.
So you will know the answers.
Of course I know the answers.
Well, I mean, as in you could do the quiz.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I could. Maybe
would you
not.
Like to give me
no,
the question?
I don't. I really don't think I could. Oh, I might. I did make it pretty easy.
She sets me up for success, everyone.
It's low ball. It's low balls today. Right on the ground. That's all you have to do. You just have to sit down, put your hands out. That's where they are.
It's when you skin your knuckles.
Oh, sorry. I feel so rude.
So rude. Charles.
I feel like it's been many episodes since we've had a glass of wine.
A really, really long time.
Ooh. That's nice. I can hear plates being unpacked from the dishwasher. You know what? It doesn't matter. Just relax.
Just welcome to life. Things
this
happen.
Is what
noises
life
get
is.
Made.
In fact, you may even be unpacking your dishwasher whilst you're listening to this. So just like, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
I think I really showed them.
I think you were like nail hit.
Nailed it. Shall we get into the news.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
I think that's yes, right? That's
Oof.
Yes. Okay. Just got a few today. We're going to talk about a Walking Dead spin-off series. I think I'm going to say Walking Dead series.
Another one.
Well, this is series two of Dead City. That's the one with Negan and Maggie. So they're talking about season two of that. Of course, Maggie and Negan have had many moments between each other, particularly, I don't know, the main one would have been when Negan bashed her husband's head in with a baseball bat.
I mean, awkward, but was he a zombie?
No.
That's awkward.
It's awkward, isn't
That's
it?
It's really awkward.
It's really, really awkward.
I don't know
awkward.
How you come back from that.
I just
She's
think,
never going to invite you for a dinner party again.
I don't think so.
Look, unless she asked him to do it.
No. Actually, no one asked him. Only he it was his choice.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It was his choice. Anyway, it's been renewed for a second season. It was last year, I think. So we've got Walking Dead Daryl Dixon. We've got the one with Michonne and Rick has finished. That was just a one and done season. And in the second season of Daryl Dixon, Melissa McBride is going to be playing Carol again, which is what they originally had talked about that series being. It was all about Carol and Daryl, the Carol and Daryl show.
Gosh.
And then she was like, no, I don't want to do it.
Because the name is stupid.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like, have a comedy in the zombie
apocalypse.
Oh,
you were
going
to make it a comedy.
Well, in my mind.
Oh, my gosh, sitcom.
Wouldn't that be good?
in the in the fake kitchen window, a zombie head just walks past.
Oh, my God, I love that. By the way, I was driving home from hockey the other night, and because daylight savings has finished here, so it's dark, right, and I was sitting at light and the car next to me in the other lane, you know how people have their phones attached?
Yeah.
They were watching Everybody Loves Raymond. At first I was
like, driver?
Yes.
That's highly illegal.
At first I was like, is that the Golden Girls? Because I could just see like grey hair. And then suddenly there was a bloke, you know, with dark hair sitting there. I was like, that's Raymond. That's Everybody Loves Raymond. And then I just started thinking, that's just opened up your, I mean, it's highly illegal, but it's opened up so many possibilities of things that you can consume within the car. Like it used to just be radio, right? Then you'd have your tapes, you'd have your CDs. Yep.
Then you had your iPod.
iPod, then Bluetooth for Spotify or Apple or Apple Music or whatnot. Podcasts, obviously. That's what I listen to a lot. And I listen to podcasts and radio mainly.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have gone back to radio.
Yeah, nice.
I've gone back to FM.
Music?
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, I'm mainly driving morning, stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. And I've gone back to those morning radio shows.
Can I ask? I think I've got a reason why.
Mm.
You're stuck in traffic, so you kind of want to know why. And the only place to look or, sorry, to hear about it, because you can't look at it on your phone, is those traffic updates. And then because sometimes, most of the time, at least within like big metropolitan cities like Sydney, you have local Sydney.
Yes, news.
News, and you have local Sydney shows, so you got the duos who are most of the time in Sydney or pretending to be.
Yeah.
So you kind of have those Sydney stories in there as well.
Yep.
So you get that local thing. Do you reckon that's what it is?
Yeah, I think it is. And it's got, you know, you get the live traffic updates.
Yes.
And
news,
the
you
weather.
Feel connected.
Yeah, you just kind of hear a little bit about the world and those little snippets. But I was getting to, I'm not going to say habit, just a routine that when I would get in the car, the radio station that would be on and playing, pretty soon into my trip, they would do a pop quiz.
Oh, fun.
It was just 10
That's
questions.
Fun.
And
just about pop culture?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, you know, and then a lot of the stuff you wouldn't know because you haven't been listening to the latest, I don't know, Masked Singer or football game.
Maths.
But it was really fun.
People calling up.
People call in and it's 10 questions. Perfect. I don't know how long they get, maybe 6 seconds, I don't know. But I always try and just see how many I can get.
Yeah.
But it's clearly written by someone who is a millennial because there will be those
questions. That checks
questions.
Out. That's a producer on an FM breakfast show. That checks out, that demographic.
And it was, there'd be questions in there that you're like, oh, the youngins wouldn't know that one. They would not know that, but I got it.
So just over the course of the last, since we pressed record, Betty in and out.
Mm.
Eddie gone to bed.
Yep.
Chester has come in, gotten a bit embarrassed and walked out. But he's not completely out. He's left his tail through the door.
Because he wanted to go and sit where Eddie is.
Mm-hmm. You know, they were both sitting there last night. I was editing somebody else's podcast and they were both sitting there.
Well, Eddie had this look of, you know, the little brother. I can't say the word. I won't say the word, but we all know the word, the little brother that is looking, being like, I knew you were making your way up here. So I ran above you. I pushed you off the stairs and I'm here. Oh, look at me. I'm just so relaxed. Oh, but my head is looking.
Just whatever.
Is this the spot that you wanted?
Would you like to leave me alone? Because I've already got this
spot. I'm already here. He's still looking. He's such a little.
It's like when you know, you're watching TV and, you know, as a family or just the siblings, and then someone gets up to go to the toilet and then the great joke is you go and sit where they were sitting.
Yeah, that's the biggest insult ever. It is the biggest insult.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty bad. And I remember hearing about people saying, oh, you knew not to do that joke for your dad because dad's chair or like he probably had a recliner kind of thing.
Yep.
That is his do not, whatever you do, do not go on there because that is not a joke that he's going to take well. I think about our dad.
That was not our dad.
He'd be like, oh, well.
He'd be like, where was I sitting?
I just sit on the floor. Yeah. That's fine.
He totally would not care. God, he would not not care at all.
Not a thing. Not a thing. One thing that I feel like we probably made him sit through a lot. In fact, he bought every single one except for one of except for two of our vintage Star Wars figurines.
Yeah.
He used to buy them every Friday, Thursday night, late night shopping.
Yep.
He'd come home and he'd give it to us. He'd be like, here you go.
Leah, tell the story truthfully.
Me.
He gave them to you.
Me.
I got to sit next to Leah while she was given this treasured Star Wars figurine.
In my mind, it was nothing. In my mind, it was every single Thursday, but I actually think it was probably
like once a month.
Yeah.
Oh, knowing our dad, it was when he remembered.
Yeah.
It was probably over the space of about 10 years.
Well, it probably was because there were three movies. Well, we weren't alive for the first one, but.
Yeah, but that's how long it took him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I never got anything because he would have been like, oh, I got one person
I
something.
Got one.
I'll get her something later and never did.
I'll get her a Barbie thing later. But then he would look and he would probably go, oh, the Barbies cost way more than a Star Wars figurine.
Still never gave me one though.
No, that's really sad. You do have a lot though. And I say present tense, do.
I've still got them. Why would I
get rid of
them?
Out, why would we throw out vintage Barbies and why would we throw out vintage Star Wars? No, it's not a sensible thing to do.
No, that's why my four-year-old daughter has not played with him yet because she will ruin them.
She's played with the Star Wars. And I've had to
because they're not mine, Leah.
Problem is she's obsessed with the, Darth Vader. But he's got a plastic cape on that is ripping down the sides.
For
and she
like
keeps wanting to take
for years.
Yeah. It's not her. But she keeps wanting to take it off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you can't actually take that one off.
Yeah.
Isn't
don't give it to her two-year-old brother because he
No, he's not playing with them.
He's already like bitten the fingers off Barbies. You know, and because they're plastic. So when you bite them, they go all thin and stringy.
Yeah,
and then
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You can't put them in to things. So,
isn't it good that Santa got got them a Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper?
Yeah.
Worked out well.
They loved it.
Hmm.
Santa, if they got them a orange Darth Vader t-shirt that I had the moment on Harmony Day, is it inappropriate to wear a Darth Vader t-shirt? What was the only orange top that
I'm a harmonious man ever? Oh, no, he was harmonious. He wanted everybody
to himself.
Yeah, to become part of
it. It was the only orange thing I had and I was like, do I put it inside out?
Please tell me you just let him wear it.
Yeah, I did.
Good. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about Star Wars because I found on Polygon.com, here's the official slate of upcoming Star Wars movies and TV shows. And I thought we'd have a little look to see if we feel confident that things are coming out or if we care or not care.
Okay.
The first one is that Acolyte one. That's one with Carrie-Anne Moss, you know, from she was Trinity in The Matrix. That one is coming out on the 4th of June.
Hmm.
That's definitely coming out, right? Are you excited?
No.
Okay. I am. Star Wars Skeleton Crew. 2024. So it's not much is known about it, but it's kind of like a throwback to the 80s stuff. And I think it might be more focused towards kids of this day, day and age, but like
to teach them about the classics.
Yes, but with a Goonies theme, you know, that kind of feel to it.
Mildly more interested.
Okay.
I'm a medium.
Yeah, okay, good. Andor season 2, I'm saying no for you because you didn't watch Andor season 1?
No, I'm a no.
Okay.
I'm a no.
It's Diego. Okay, Diego Luna's in it. He's in. Okay.
No.
More Mandalorian and Grogu, that's maybe 2026. They're doing a movie.
God, that feels a long time away, doesn't it?
We'd go and watch that at the movies.
Yeah, I'll watch it at movies.
That'd be fun.
Sweeten the deal with some popcorn and a frozen Coke and I'll be there.
Okay. Deal. I'll pay for it all.
Gold class. Can you take me gold class?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. We'll do that. That was
just
really.
Make it a date. Do you want to hold hands? Go
no.
on. I'll make
but
you
I
skip.
Want, yeah, I want,
skip.
I want you when the Star Wars music.
Don't worry. I've got it. Okay. I'll start the applause.
Thank you very much. I'll skip though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
What,
I'd do it now if
something?
I'm not, if I wasn't sitting down. Yeah. Ahsoka season 2. I'm assuming that's coming up. That's with Rosario Dawson.
I haven't seen it.
I think you'd like that one.
Yeah, I'll put it on my list.
It's got action, but it's a little bit, got some little bit adult-y.
Some adult like, themes.
Themes as in, you know, feeling guilt about losing a friend years ago and you haven't let go of.
Long resenting guilt. Yeah. That's perfectly up my alley.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic. There's that movie that it's going to be about Ray.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do that. I like Ray.
I like Ray too. I'm trying really hard to get Chloe into that, but Darth Vader's not in it, so she's not into it yet.
Yeah, you're pushing it up the hill.
I think Ray is the next one though, right? That she's the next.
The trick is to make it super exciting on the first watch. Mm.
Yeah, fair enough. There's other things. There's like three other untitled Star Wars movies here, including Taika Waititi.
I would definitely watch if they're untitled. I mean, I love a half thought through thought.
Perfect. Okay, so you're on board with everything.
Well.
Except for the first.
Not everything.
You were medium about one of them.
Yeah.
And you might watch Ahsoka. Oh, no, we're going to see Gold Class. We're going to watch Gold Class. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You sweetened the deal on Gold Class.
Now, I have saved this last story till the end because I didn't know how to go about it because it's very controversial. I don't know the full story. I've seen a lot of talk about it on the internet, and it's that whole Nickelodeon thing about how creepy men were there, and it's all a bit icky, right?
Oh, it just really icks that whole generation, doesn't
it? Really
it
really does. There were so many shows that I know a lot of people really loved on Nickelodeon that they, you know, hold dear to them, and now there's just been like this shadow over all of that, and then you don't know how to feel or what to feel, right?
Especially because Nickelodeon is a children's channel.
Mm-hmm. I still fondly remember you cunted that on television. Now, I don't know of any controversy about that because that's way older and completely different group of people behind it. But I thought it was really interesting that I saw that the Blue's Clues guy, Steve Burns, he watched that doco, which was called Quiet on Set, and he watched it with horror and heartbreak. Mm. And a lot of people of a certain age, probably millennials, would have watched Blue's Clues when he was the main guy. And I remember he came back, might have been through the pandemic, and he was kind of like, this is really rough, but we're going to get in it. We're going to get through it together. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, my God, this guy is so nice.
If
like,
Blue's Clues said it, I believe you.
Exactly. They were
it's
just
like if
this
Bluey
guy
were to say it.
Exactly, exactly. So having him kind of talk about it, I think people were like, oh, okay, I want to know what he said. And this was sort of in an interview. He said, I don't have any particular insight into any of that stuff that happened, because he was an adult.
Yes.
You know, young adult, but he was an adult. He said, I'm coming to it much the same as anyone else with horror and heartbreak. It's just terrible to watch it unfold. I don't know what else to say other than it's heartbreaking. Mm. And I think it's really interesting that you were saying the other day that Jenny Garth was also kind of like, I also am horrified and it's yucky.
She also took a bit of ownership her own behaviour. Obviously not.
She didn't do anything. But maybe she didn't do anything.
Exactly. And some of comments that she made, attitudes that she had.
Sure.
Because when things are behind closed doors, everybody who's around would have a very muddied understanding of you, because people who do those sorts of things are incredibly manipulative. So they would have different faces in front of a lot of different people. And what can you trust than what somebody's showing you, particularly when they're holding the cards to your career?
Mm-hmm.
It's a power thing.
Yeah.
So I think for her, it was the guilt of I should have had my eyes more open and I shouldn't have trusted people who I trusted. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Icky.
I think we're
better for knowing about it.
But isn't it hideous that it's also not surprising?
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
It's disappointing.
That it's Nickelodeon.
And you're like,
oh,
it's a shame
it's a child's
it happened
thing.
There as well. That's how you kind of think about it, right?
But
it's a shame it happened there as
it
well.
It almost makes me feel like it was everywhere.
Yeah.
There was a certain era, I could imagine.
Look, without obviously getting into too much, because once again, I don't know much about it, but I just remember Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, there was I think Corey Feldman ended up talking about the fact that this kind of thing happened to them as well.
Both of them spoke about depression and drug use.
And everything in between.
Gosh.
Yep.
I mean, there's what they say about child stars. Yeah. Maybe there's more behind it.
Mm.
Well, actually, there is more behind it.
Mm.
We should have done better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, let's take a little, I don't know, I think it's a 3 second, 4 second ID break, and we'll get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I watched, we want to know about Robin Wright, right? Right?
Yeah.
Different spelling.
Give me some clues.
Okay, I will. So I watched Damsel.
Damsel.
That is the one on Netflix?
Netflix.
Are you just giving me answers ahead of time?
No, I'm just trying to get keywords into my head so that when you ask me a question later.
Millie Bobby Brown is the
11.
Star, yes, from Stranger Things. And she, you know, she's done other movies for Netflix. I remember the one about her being Sherlock's sister, and she solves crimes throughout. They're really fun. There are two of them. They're really fun. This one I didn't like as much, but there were definite Princess Bride vibes here.
Well,
obviously, but it was kind of like, oh, I'm a helpless lady having a young princess having to get married to someone I don't know, but maybe everything's okay. This is really nice. And then suddenly it's not really nice because she gets thrown into a dragon's lair as a sacrifice.
Yep.
And the sacrifice goes, I don't want to be sacrificed. And she tries to escape the dragon's lair. Robin Wright plays the evil queen, which I just think is amazing because, you know, you've got the Princess Bride there.
Yeah, I was imagining her as the
Buttercup.
Princess.
Exactly. The lovely Buttercup who butter wouldn't melt kind of thing. And then you go, all right, well, this is a fantasy film, similar vein of Princess Bride. We're going to swap it right around.
Yeah.
And she's the bad guy now. And I thought that was really fun. But remember a few years ago, I think it was during the pandemic actually, they were talking about movies that were going to get rebooted, ones that weren't remade, and everybody kind of came to this, you know, mass decision, including Robin Wright. Yeah. And is it Carrie Elwes, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone was like, you can't touch that movie.
You cannot
touch it. Do not remake that.
It.
If you remake it, we're just not watching it.
No,
we're not.
We will pretend it never existed.
Exactly. That's why I think that they've done this, there's a real twist on it. It's still a lot like it's kind of like if you like The Princess Bride, watch this now.
Okay.
Do
you know what it's doing to me though?
What?
I just want to go back and watch The Princess Bride.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, I need to. I have not watched it in so long.
It was just so many bits that you forget about.
I loved that as a kid. I loved that movie.
We watched that a lot.
Much.
I mean, so many people did. You know, it was kind of that and The Goonies, right? Were the two kind of movies that were perfect for kids.
It was a journey, adventure.
A journey, adventure, a normal kid listening to a story or normal kids going on an adventure.
Yep.
So much. Just so fun. I would say watch both. But if you've only got time for one.
Princess Bride.
It's a Princess Bride, 100%. What have you been watching?
Okay, I'm going to go really fast on this one because it's not terribly interesting. But
you didn't like it?
Oh, no. I'm chipping away
at it.
Chipping away sounds terrible. I'm chipping making
it.
My way through
okay,
it.
Okay, sorry.
I watched season 2 of Buying Beverly Hills.
Okay. I remember you
now,
talking about this one.
Netflix show. Mm. He follows the Umansky family who started the agency. Now, Umansky is Carl Richards' husband from the Beverly Hills Housewives.
That's right.
Maurizio Umansky and Carl Richards are related to the Hiltons. So all the money, all of Beverly Hills are the Hiltons. He broke away from the Hilton real estate agency.
That was a really good idea.
Because they weren't giving him the dues that he deserved, and he created this worldwide agency. Like, the place makes billions of dollars a year. Like, it's ridiculous. Anyway, there's two sides to this reality TV show. There's the one which is going into eye-watering, earth-shattering prices of houses in Beverly Hills. Like, these houses, the price comes up and you think, they're never going to sell that. People don't buy that. They're selling. And it's a really fun glimpse into spectacular properties and architecture.
I wonder, you know how in Sydney, at least, it's frantic, right? If you haven't sold your house within 6 weeks.
Yeah.
People are like, there's something wrong with
it. Something wrong with it.
I'm not going anywhere near it. And to buy it, it all happens in moments. You know, like everything's done so fast because everybody, you know, there's other people desperately trying to get it. It happens really quickly. Yes. And then you watch those English shows like location, 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 that kind of thing. And they're like, this property has been on the market for 6 months. And you're like, what's wrong with it?
Yes.
But I was talking to people that we know, family from England, and they're like, no, that
it's normal.
It's normal. They're two completely different ways. So I wonder.
I think Sydney is like Beverly Hills.
So Beverly Hills is really like there's
because
a franticness.
It's status.
Yeah, okay.
And the houses are, they're made for status. They're huge square footage. Every fixture is the best you can possibly be. And they were talking about one particular property that they had said the seller wanted to price it at a certain price. The agent went in and went, you're not going to get it. It took them 6 weeks or 6 months, I can't remember, to talk the seller back down to an acceptable price. By the time that happened, the market dropped and they got even less. There's another property that has been on the market for a really long time, and the agency's, you know, selling point is that we have sold everything that we've ever listed. Nothing has ever been turned in, and they're worried about that.
Yeah, they don't want to break their
So, look, if you want a little glimpse into houses that you're never, ever, ever going to set foot in.
It's not even the kind of houses that you could just wander in the open inspection.
No. They literally only, they have an open party which they only bring in other agents who then go, I've got a client who's interested in this,
course.
And then do private ones.
That makes sense.
So there's no open houses.
Yeah.
It's quite nuts. But there's two sides to this show. So there is the show that is the selling the houses and looking at real estate and blah, 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 blah. And the other side is following the reality side drama part of the Umatsky family.
Because you would want to know from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What's really interesting this season is it filmed about the end of when Beverly Hills Housewives season was finishing up their season. Now, what was happening in Beverly Hills was the rumor mill went through the tabloids that Mauricio Umansky and Kyle Richards had split.
Okay.
And Kyle was dating a female.
Has that been confirmed? Country.
She keeps tossing it up.
Oh, okay.
You know. So what's interesting is seeing the same story being told by two completely different production companies.
This is Netflix, you said.
Because this is Netflix and Housewives is Bravo. And the story is quite different. There's two sides to this story. So if you've watched both, it's quite interesting because Kyle Richards is so tight-lipped and she's really abrasive and she just keeps changing the subject. Whereas Mauricio sits down, he's like, yeah, we're having issues. This is what's going on. Da, da, da. And you're like, oh,
wow.
This is a fun twist that we've never really seen.
Different way of approaching things.
Yes.
So you're getting the audience that they're going for are people from Real Housewives and also people who love that sticky beaking of watching how the better half of the world lives.
Exactly. So you take all of that audience from the selling OC and whatever the other ones are.
Even probably location.
Yeah. You bring them over. So you've already got your Netflix audience and then you steal your audience from Bravo.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Kyle Richards never appeared, or maybe just in the background appeared in season one because she was contracted.
Of course,
to Bravo.
Yeah.
In season two, they made a deal and she has appeared.
Oh, interesting.
In it.
During the breakup. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this one was filmed before Beverly Hills.
That's right. Sorry.
There's a bit of time. Yeah. But obviously Netflix was like, there's something here. And if we want that audience
to come back, we're gonna pay. Probably worth it.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. What's it called again?
That's a good question. Buying Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God. All right, that's enough watching suggestions. I reckon we have to get into this quiz.
Will you write it with your pen?
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this. You're going to, okay. There's going to be some guessing, but I think you're going to so blitz through some of this.
I don't think
okay.
I know anything
no,
about
you
her.
Do. You do. What was Robin's character's name in Forrest Gump?
Journey.
Yes. Good.
I mean, let's be honest, Tom Hanks saying it that way is the only reason why we all remember that.
Exactly. That's the reason why I came up with the question. In fact, I even went, wait, is she Journey? Like, I had to double check. You know, you're Journey. Just like, hang on a second, was she? In the 2008 video game.
So his back legs are facing to the right and his front legs are facing to the left. He literally
and he's staring lovingly at us up with his head upside down. That's Eddie, by the way. He's so cute, I can't even.
Sorry.
In the 2008 video game, the Princess Bride game.
Oh.
Did she voice the character of Buttercup?
Yes.
Yes, she did.
Didn't know there was a game.
I didn't either.
But I answered that with true sincerity.
Yes, it was really good. Now, she stars in Blade Runner 2049.
Yes, she does.
Did she also appear in the original film?
No.
Correct.
Here I was pretending to you that I didn't know anything.
Not a fan.
Didn't even know that she dropped it.
Doesn't have posters of her up on the wall. In House of Cards, she plays Claire Underwood, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
Who plays her husband?
Oh, stop. It's, oh, golly, what? Golly. No, I know him. He's naughty. He is. He got outs, right? They kicked him
out.
Yeah,
she ended up being the star.
Oh, my gosh. See, he's he who may not be named
okay.
now in my head.
Do you, okay,
give
okay.
me the initials.
If you don't want to name him because you can't think of it, tell me another film that he was in.
No, no. Give me his initials.
KS.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In Wonder Woman, what's special about the Amazonian warriors? She was like the leader of them. There's something really.
They're strong. They shoot from their wrist cuffs, from their jewelry.
Okay. And you they have jewelry because they are.
Made from gold. They are
of a particular style of human, a very particular genetic style of human.
Amazonian? I don't know.
They are women.
Oh.
Yeah, only women.
Well, I mean, that I got already.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't realize
it's implied.
That.
Come on, get over it, everyone.
I thought you
just I've thought about the implications of the question, so why should I answer it?
That was so obvious
funny.
To me that wasn't. I didn't think that's what, where you were going with that.
Okay.
I got that right. Only, give me a ding.
Okay, ding.
Okay.
Who was she married to?
Sean Penn.
Correct.
Who was also married to
Madonna?
There you go.
Yep, absolutely.
Leah, that's your first point ever. Well done.
I am the best. We're going to check out all the rest. I am the best. I am the best. We're going to check out all the rest. See, Beyonce's not the only one who can get into country music.
Everybody can get into country.
I'm so.
Now, what do you reckon? Do you reckon Beyonce's just going to genre hop from now on?
Oh, she's not doing another country album. This is it.
Yeah, she's going to do rock next.
I think she'd be good at it.
She's going to do it all. Mark my words, I feel it in my waters. She's going to do every genre. She's going to try and win an award for every genre.
I'm obviously, you know, I wanted to talk about yodeling, you know, obviously
oh, yeah.
I'm thinking
okay,
ridiculousness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I started thinking, you know what I could imagine her doing
what?
Without telling anyone that that's what she's doing?
Yeah.
Start training as a professional opera singer.
She'd totally be able
don't
to.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
You know one thing I think will be her, dangling carrot that, as Alanis would say, transparent dangling
mm-hmm.
carrot that she's constantly trying to get to.
Yeah.
I reckon she will always want a Christmas song like Mariah's. Don't you reckon?
That's the golden carrot.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
just thought of it then. Like, I'm not even, I didn't even think about, I'm just really, like, off the cuff, really clever. But if I really have to sit down and think about something, I'm not going to get any. Look, I've had a wonderful time.
Oh, wait, did we finish the quiz?
Yeah, you did it.
Did I win?
Six questions.
Yeah, I won.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You are now Robin Wright's number one fan.
I better chuck out that laptop.
What should you do? Like, should you tell her online? I feel like she wouldn't probably have an online presence, right? Like, I can't imagine her popping onto Instagram every day and putting up a story or a reel.
Shall we have a little
squeeze? Just have a look. I doubt she'd be on Twitter, right? Because Twitter's not really a thing anymore.
I don't do Twitter.
Twitter's like, okay. And her name is spelled R-O-B-I-N, Robin Wright.
Oh, for goodness sake, I can't.
Okay, there's one here called Real Robin Wright on Twitter. And it's got 134 followers, but she hasn't posted anything since 2022. I think this is her. She's been replying to Jamie Lee Curtis, who's been talking to her.
Okay, well, she's on Insta. She's got over 600,000 followers.
Why don't you follow her?
She has not posted in almost a year. So.
Oh, okay. I'm less interested then. I was going to follow her, but like the watchers were going to follow her, but if she's not posting anything, she's dead to us now.
Maybe she's waiting till she releases something.
Maybe she's waiting till we follow her.
Yeah. She's probably got a team that are like, I know she said social media a year ago, but she's not really checking on us.
She hasn't asked us yet.
We'll just.
I mean, she's still paying us.
Yeah, so we'll just wait.
We'll tell her we're TikToking. She doesn't know what that is. We'll just do that.
Okay.
Reddit? No, because then she's going to ask what we read. Nah, we won't do that.
If you need us, Robin, we're on.
We're here for you.
The Watchers podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're here for
you. We'll follow you back in an instant.
Like, well, maybe not because we don't.
Okay, maybe not.
Maybe like within the next 24 hours of you following, we'll follow back, okay?
When we notice the little tick when we notice says it. We've got a message.
Yeah. That's when we'll do it. I think this has been really enlightening, but I think we need dinner. And I think, therefore, I'm going to say I think one more time and then say, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I think.